A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
It's getting autumnal on our WhatsApp group. Douglas Road stunners who wouldn't be seen dead in those wellies. Fifi _ sustainable Botox said, it's bumper to bumper on the road to Kirribinny these days, with half of posh Cork trying to get that perfect autumn walk with the kids shot for Instagram. # crunch of leaves, # expensive wellies, # le chameau actually, # you can't afford. Clara _2 au pair said, it can be hard to coax the kids out to the woods, but it's worth it for the look on their faces when you tell them they'll get a new iPhone if they just stop crying. Mum needs you looking happy for TikTok. Minnie _ I'm skinny said, don't mind the kids. I want to know, is there any bit of woodlands around Cork where you don't bump into the lower orders? Clara said, ignore East Cork anyway, because the Northsiders just get attracted to Garryvoe like a magnet there. Minnie fired a shot at Fifi saying, I don't know what you were doing in Kirribinny. It's a bit too close to the easily pleased classes in Carrigaline. This is tearing us apart, Audrey. So please, please tell us, where can we get a short walk in the woods without bumping into a shower of norries? Jenny, Douglas Road.
I rang the posh cousin there. She's born for this. I said, where's the poshest forest in Cork? She said, foreign woods, but bring a pair of sunglasses. I said, why? She said, you don't want to be making eye contact with someone from Coachford.
Hello, it's all Rosaline here in Bally Desmond. I'm actually the office manager for a large firm here in North Cork. My job is to do all the work while the rest of them sit on their fat arses up in the boardroom designing diversity workshops on the whiteboard and sniggering away because they're on twice the money I'm on myself. Anyway, wasn't I called in by the HR manager yesterday, a 27-year-old bint of a one with an American accent, even though she's born and bred in Mid-Cork? She said, we won't need your input for the office party this Christmas, Rosaline. Things got a bit out of hand last year. Not like she had to tell me. Didn't I wake up with a trainee accountant from Skerteglen? I said, what's the world coming to that you can't have a game of spin the bottle with your colleagues after a litre of gin? She said, your free bar costs the company a small fortune. And I said, why don't you give them a loan out of your confirmation money you jumped up yank from a chrome? Well, didn't she issue me with a final warning? So, Audrey, tell me, is it an absolute no-no to lob the gob at a colleague at the old Christmas party? Rosaline Bala Desmond.
My cousin is a HR manager because she didn't get the points for arts. I said, what's your policy about scouring at the Christmas party? She said, no culchies. I got it on with the guy from the stool last year and I still reek of the Lynx Africa.
Camille, what's the story with talking after you do the biz? I started dating this posh one from school, right? After I spotted her photo on Facebook. I messaged her and said, are you a dominatrix? And she says, no, that's my show jumping gear. Like she could have fooled me with the way she was holding that whip. Very suggestive. So anyway, I asks her out, nothing ventured, nothing gained. And she suggests we meet in Bandon. And I said, are you sure you're not into torture? And she thought that was a joke. So Bandon it was. Now, I won't bore you with the details of what happened, Audrey. But let's just say posh cultures aren't exactly overburdened with Catholic guilt when it comes to a bit of how's your father. The problem was afterwards. I like to have a chat after doing the biz. You swear it was an old doll. But you one conks out like your drunk uncle at a wedding. Okay, we're meeting again this weekend in Cork City. There's only so much abandon that one man can take. So like, should I tell her that I'd like to have some chat after the bit of bangy? Pro Paul? Talker?
It's a tricky one. I told my mother the other day I hate talking to my Connor after sex. She said, why? I said, it takes me ages to find the phone.
Hey dude, it's not my fault I live in Ballintemple. And anyway, my profile on Twitter describes me as a communist. To back this up, I've decided to bring an end to the housing crisis by installing 10 eco-pods in my old man's giant garden and let them out at 10% below the market rate, which is €2,000 a month for a one-room shed. So like, Achtung total communist, hotties under 30 who can squeeze 2k a month out of bank of mom, I'm like that cool landlord you probably dream of, maybe even in a sexual way. So come join me as I turn Ballantemple into Cork's answer to Stony Batter. I don't have a question, Audrey, I just want to use your column as a free ad. Ed, Ballantemple.
If the hipsters are moving in, I'd go for free ad myself. For sale, my house in Ballinlock will consider swap with place in Bishopstown. It's that bad.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner.
Red FM.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.